Blog Talk Radio.
Here she comes, come, the reality comes, shades on,
the real deal, here she comes,
the reality comes.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm going to get this stuff down just yet. Well, I hope you all are ready for an exciting show. I tell you, it has just been one thing after another, but I do see my guest is in the studio. Let me bring him right on up. Hey, Mr. Ruffin, how are you? I am doing marvelous, fantastic, in spite of it all, but you know it's always some drama when we two get together. Now, why has we... Now, you know what? Ever since I decided to do this topic, police, public, and pistols. It has been a pistol to get this thing going. Let me tell you, it's been rough. But anyway, let me tell people what's going on with the sunglasses in case they don't know. What we do here as on the Real Deal with the Reality Coach, we keep it 100% real. We don't care what's going on. We know what it is. We don't make no excuses for whatever we are going through. It is what it is. And if your life is perfect, please tell us your secret so we can try to figure out how to do it too. But nonetheless, we put the shades on because a lot of times people don't want to see the truth. But one thing about the truth, you're going to hear it from us. And that's why we have the shades on. When we don't want, when people don't want to see the truth, and we know it's some truth that they may not want to see, but they really need to hear it, we will put the shades back on. But we'll eventually take them off because we're going to get to the real deal. And that's when we take the shades off, is truth that you want to hear and see. So we're going to do both. We're going to make sure you see the truth, hear the truth, and respect the truth from our perspective. It doesn't have to be yours. We're not here to judge anybody. We're not here to make anybody feel like we're etched in stone and we're right, because everybody has a stone that they can throw. They have a stone that they can rewrite, whether right or wrong. And that's what we do here at The Real Deal with the Reality Coach. And now it's time to get real. So off with the shades, and here we go. Oh, Mr. Ruffin, first of all, thank you for being so wonderful to want to grace us with your presence, especially for a topic that I know you do very well. And what I mean by that, you are, before gun to carry a weapon became legal, you had already went through the process of becoming a legal citizen to carry a gun because of some things that happened to you. And now that it's legal for everyone, does it mean, is it safe for everyone? And I was just riding down the road, and it's like, okay, if God said, hey, let's do, make sure people understand why it is important to make, to see if it's safe for everybody to have a gun. Not everybody needs to have a gun, period. But here's my question to you is, I know some of the situations that have occurred in your current circumstances and in your past. How do you balance out being a weapon carrier? First of all, you're licensed, but now you really don't have a license. You can just carry a gun. I'm not sure how that all goes because I'm not interested in guns, but I believe you do not have to be a licensed gun carrier anymore. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm right with saying you don't have to be licensed to carry a weapon anymore. Is there a weapon? Okay, so let me ask you this. We all know, for those who live in the DFW area, an incident just occurred where Fort Worth police officers killed two individuals who, one had allegedly shot someone in the ground, and then when the police came up, they turned and had a gun in their hand from what we can see with the video footage that was just released. Now, the police didn't make their announce themselves, but in fairness to the police officers, you have a dead body. Well, I don't know if the body's dead or not, but you have a body laying on the ground, someone looking like they're shooting at this person. You walk up. I know we're supposed to be trained professionals. They're supposed to be trained professionals, but people, you got to understand, they want to go home too to their loved ones. They do. And sometimes there's not enough time to think clearly. All you know is someone's laying on the ground dead. You're a police officer. You come up, someone's holding a gun. Yeah, they're trained to say that. But in actuality, is that what really happens when you got seconds to think? Is this person, now did this person shoot? They're going to shoot me and they got a gun. So what would you, just your opinion, that's all. This is the real deal with the Reality Coach. This people are able to give their real opinion. Now, in my real opinion, I ain't got time to say I'm the police, I'm none of that, when I know I've got a badge on, I see you with a gun. You the bully, I'm the police. So, I mean, you're the perpetrator, I'm the police. I know I'm supposed to do all these things, but at some point in time, my mind ain't thinking. All I walk up to is a scene, a body on the ground, someone shooting at that body, or looks to be shooting at that body, and they got a gun. What would you say about that, if you saw the clip? Did you see the clip? No, it's some truth you don't want to see, but you be ready to hear. Okay, he put the shades on. Let's go. I have a question. So basically, you're saying that this is an incident where, regardless of the situation, being a trained professional who is trained and go through so many rigorous hours of training, no matter what the circumstances is, you're saying they could have made the announcement as they were coming up, drop your weapon, police, some type of something to know that it's police coming up. Because most of the time, when police enter into a dark situation, there's an automatic light that comes on with their weapon as it's pulled. I don't know if the light is automatic, but I do think that they have a light on their weapon. So they can come up saying, police, some of them. Well, now, with this being said, perhaps that may be something that they can implement as far as when a crisis situation occurs. Not that the criminal won't duplicate it, but maybe all police weapons should have some type of light. When you see that light, it signifies police officer coming, but then I do know that criminals can do that as well. But you got the light and the uniform, but then again, it's dark. We don't know. It's dark. We don't know. I'm just trying to, I mean, there has to be some type of way that the safety of police officers and the public can come into play when it comes to this weapon. And it's so sad that we're at a point in this day and time to where it's like the Wild Wild West. I mean, at least back in, from what I see on the Westerns, they did respect the law, but then the law has become so disrespectful within itself. So my goodness, do you have any suggestions what the police might be able to do in case a situation occurs like it has this time again to protect all that's involved? There we have the police, the public, and we have pistols. What can we do? Before you continue with that, let me say this. I know that you have your way of describing people, but do you think that sometimes the way that we describe people, even though they're not in this situation, they may be an imbecile, they may be ignorant, they may be all those things, but sometimes our description and depiction of people can keep the rhetoric going as well. I mean, he's wrong. He's an officer. Do you think that that plays a role with some of that? Because when police officers hear you referencing, okay, well, who is he? So people will know. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with what you're saying. I'm just saying, with you describing him, he's not a police officer, but is he just someone in the public giving an opinion or what? Who? Okay. 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 And at the end of the day, there's a whole lot of ridiculous. That is more than ridiculous. There is a, I don't even know a word for that situation with George Floyd. Okay, now let me say this. This goes deeper than the police. Let's just be real. Let's go there. Y'all, I'm getting ready to put these shades on because I want to go there. The politicians control the police. There are a lot of politicians that allow the police to do certain things for their own benefit. So I'm telling you, if, for example, if the district attorneys would start doing their part to protect the public and hold police officers accountable, that would be another thing. If police chiefs would start holding their departments accountable, then it would be a different story. If governors would start holding district attorneys who don't hold their police officers or their police chiefs accountable, I think things would turn around in these little situations. And the prison board. Well, and the reason why I'm glad you said that, from these boards and these donations and all this. Now everyone knows the reality culture story about my son. When every time I go down there, I was there to see him yesterday. When every time I go in there and I have to take off my shoes, get one down, and I look to the left, to my right, and the board members of the prison. Are people putting people in prison that are in positions to put people in the prison? I don't know if it's a conflict of interest, but in my limited understanding, that should be a conflict of interest, period. Because if you say you're a board member to make sure the prisons are better, well, I was real hot sitting up in there trying to visit. And if it's hot on me, I know it's hot on them. And then who owns these vending machines? More than likely are board members, I'm sure. And I can't say that that's factual, but more than likely, it's someone who's become part of this system to take from the people who loved ones are innocent. I mean, a bag of chips. Did you say million or billion? Did you say million or billion? And they got rows and rows of wheat fields, corn fields, cows, all that. When you go to the prison, you see moo and you see grass and you see fields chopped to the vine. I mean, how do they get them fields so straight? They say it's the whole swath. That's Well, you know, I remember back when I was in school, they used to do that kind of a simulation like that, where they would do it where you would go to like a prison setting and you could see what it was like. Because I remember, I'm from back in the day, and I remember as a kid that was one of the things that they did do when I was in elementary. But they, Reggie, they're not going to implement that back. That's too much. That's too much. And let me tell you why I know that to be true, because I know that my youngest son went to prison, and guess what he told me? He told his brother. He didn't tell me. He said, before I go back to prison, I'd rather die. So what you're saying is true. Nobody want to be there. They'd rather die than go back to that. So regret is a big word. What would you say to the people that, because we know not everybody in prison is guilty. Again, prison for profit off of people's pain is used for gain a lot of times too. There are a lot, I don't know the percentage, but don't quote me on this, but I do radio, gospel radio, and I deal with 7 different prisons, and the amount of mail that I get with documents that clearly show that there's some discrepancies going on. There's some wrongful convictions going on, and there are a lot of them. That's horrifying. Oh, let me put a hang note on there. And see, here's what I know what he's saying is true. Here's the problem with what's going on. And I'm someone that's walking through this very statement that he just said. What they do is they put a lot of time frames in there. If you don't get this done, then that's going to fall through. You can get this done, but you forgot to do that. So all I'm saying is that he is absolutely correct. I know for a fact how they do things. And let me just give y'all a quick rundown on what they've done. My son is sitting there in prison for life when DNA clears him, and we can't even get an answer back on his direct appeal for the simple fact everything that they put in place to keep us in place, he has dismantled it. So therefore, there's no loophole for them to catch him on at this point in time. And everything, DNA clears him. He got everything. He got the motion for new trial within 30 days. He got it on the record. He got oral arguments. Everything, all those things must take place in order for you to get the conviction overturned sooner than the 30 years that it generally takes. Now, why is it taking? You've been there. You've been on this journey with me. You know that everything I'm saying is true. Okay, now y'all, that's his opinion. Don't be coming and hitting me in the inbox talking about. Well, what I'm saying is, fact check, don't come in here saying he was calling the mayor, saying what people do. He's telling you, you can fact check it. You can go and Google it. So, again, this is where it comes in. Okay, now, the police, the mayor has something to do with that. The mayor has something to do with the public. The mayor has something to do with guns and pistols being on the street. A lot of this stuff can stop if we get these people in these high seats to do what they say that they're there for, to protect and serve the public. They make videos. They make gun shooting. Fun. Okay, his internet froze up. He's talking about he carries a gun. Okay, you went out. Your internet went out, and I was just kind of going along with, excuse me, what I know that I can assume, because you are a gun carrier, and you have a lot of afflictions in your life. You've been shot at. You've been this. A lot of things have happened, and you are a licensed gun carrier, but you keep your composure. Well, and guess what? But here's the thing about you. Even though you've been wronged in so many ways and people have done so many things to you, being a gun carrier, how do you keep your level head to know when to react and when not to react? That's what we need to teach people, how to not teach them, but give them some scenarios or something. I don't know the right word, but oh, Lord. I'm going to tell you some facts, some truth that you may not want to hear, may not want to see, but you're getting ready to hear it. Because let me tell you, I said Reggie was there, too, in the courtroom, where they said that they found a weapon on my son. The weapon, they said they said it was, no, they didn't find it on him. It was placed underneath a car back tire. When it got to the point of fingerprints on the gun, they say no fingerprints, but touch DNA is on the trigger. Now y'all help me understand. No. Well, well, Reggie, I want to give them facts so they can look it up. You can look this up. He is not telling y'all something that you don't need to believe. Let me tell you, I would much rather be in the what are we going to do versus what am I going to do. Now I'm in the what am I going to do, because the things that he's stating, as someone who has probably walked through some of the wrongful things that has been done, I am a living testimony and a living witness as to what they do. I've never seen it in my life. I would have never believed it if I was not sitting in the courtroom watching this, what he's saying. And there were times before I got in this situation that he would tell me stuff that, and I'd be looking at him like, know about that. Now I'm looking at him, I know about that, because they did that. And what he's saying, they will set it up. They will set it up and try to make it stick. But let me tell you what I do know. One thing about a lie, it's going to always tell the truth on you eventually, if you get somebody, the right somebody's in behind you. And I know that, I don't know if Mayor Johnson know about it, but I'm sure he does. He's heard about the Patterson case. He's had to, because it's that horrific. The DA knows, because he's spoken with the new appellate attorney right here together. They know about Mr. Ruffin's case. They know. They hear these names. They know. So y'all don't be clueless and think that they don't know when they do wrong, especially when you got people that's challenging the wrong that's being done. And again, it brings me back to the topic. Police, public, pistols. Is it safe? Police. Is it safe for you to approach the public with pistols now that everybody's got a right to carry a pistol? Is it safe? You need to make sure you do what you're supposed to do and do it right. Because this man sitting here has been done wrong. And it's a good thing that he says he's too pretty to go to prison. Because I'm telling you, the stuff that this man has said that he's been through, how do you keep your mentality when you have a right in public to carry a pistol that you can use against the police now? Police, y'all better get it together, because the public going to come out with pistols blazing in a few, because we already don't trust you. And I'm surprised that I still believe. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, because it just, and the reason why I'm looking down is because it just came across my phone where proceedings are scheduled to begin Monday in a federal courtroom for a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Dallas and four police officers. This, if you don't remember, Tony Temple, Do you remember that incident in 2016 where they wrangled this young man down to the ground, and he was on, it says he was on cocaine and off his meds, and he had paranoid schizophrenia. Well, they suffocated him. Now, this was 2016, and here we are in 2023. So this young man's family is getting a wrongful death trial where they're taking the police department, Dallas Police Department, to trial for killing this young man. This is all white. And then it's white. It's white. It's white. So ain't no wrong. Ain't no, the wrong gonna be found in that because it's white. And I'm just saying, y'all, that's the way it is. This, and let me tell you what I do know. This black mother, I'm telling you, when they arrested my son, Draylen Patterson, on December 2nd, this black mother said to them, y'all got the right wrong one now, because I ain't that mother that's gonna go sit down somewhere. And it's a shame that they knew it, because the prosecutor, even though she knew prosecutorial misconduct was involved, she said to me, you'll never stop fighting for your son. And my response to her is, I'll never stop fighting for justice. It ain't just about my son. This is about a whole bunch of people. And now let me just, this brings you to this important moment. We already know Freddie Haynes, Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III, has now become the successor of Reverend Jesse Jackson. That part. They don't know. They got someone that got, he got a pistol with his tongue and his brain. He can push you. Well, and just seeing, and I really don't know him on a personal level, but just seeing him in a public setting, he seems to be one that's really about the betterment for his people. And he ain't afraid to stand up to who, he don't mind speaking truth to power. I don't know, like I said, I don't know much about the circumstances of everything, but I have seen when they thought that they were going to come on his church property, that his people has helped put him as the pastor over, he let them know, this ain't getting ready to happen. No, you're not getting ready to bring your rhetoric here. You can get off the property. He wasn't afraid to stand up. And Colin Kaepernick, the story with that, he wasn't playing about that. So that lets me know that he may have his, like we all do, we have our attention spans in areas of attention that are near and dear to us. So he can pick and choose. But I do understand that when he put, he's the only pastor I know, honey, that got this big copper roof. I couldn't understand why he had that big old copper roof. You can see that copper roof coming around 6:35 to 20. But he knew God, maybe God had a plan. Now people know that when something's going on, that's a place where you can go where you can unite, but you're not going to divide. One thing I can understand about the Friendship West, they got the right name, the Wild Wild West. They ain't playing over there. I do know that from the demonstrations that they have done before he became the successor. So hats off and congratulations to Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III. You know, I don't understand sometimes the way people fight, but I do know that a lot of people don't understand why we fight. Until you understand and see the behind the scenes and really get to do the research, you won't ever be able to understand why we fight. But congratulations to Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes for taking on the baton and keeping the Rainbow Push Coalition going. Like I said, if he's fighting for right, I'm all in. And sometimes you got to fight for wrong in order for right to be done. I'm sorry, but that's just real. You might have to fight for wrong in order for right to be done. I'm sorry, but that's the world we live in now, where the Bible clearly speaks that wrong will be right and right will be wrong. Just the way it is. And I stay mad as a black mother. And I'm mad. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't got to be a member of his congregation, but I'm a member of the movement. Where are we pushing? Which way are we going? That's just what that is. Because guess what? Like Reggie and I, we're in a fight. We've been out here trying to fight. What we going to do? Now, ain't nobody paid attention to the we, so now it's what am I going to do? I'm going to keep fighting. And by the time we finish this fight, y'all going to be all right because you're going to join us and saying, what we doing next? Because we're going to win these battles. So what would you say to Dr. Frederick Haynes if you had an opportunity to express yourself to him? Well, I can say this about our new successor over the Rainbow Push Coalition. He was in the fight long before he got the opportunity to be the successor. He has put some footprints in the sand. I mean, I remember way back when he was on Polk and Keith, and things happen overnight. He has put a lot of work in. I mean, he's been in this thing. I know it was way in the early 90s, maybe the 80s, early 90s that he was doing this. So hats off. You done went way back. You done went to the archives, ain't you? Good Murphy in the morning thing. Yeah, so we can honestly say that he may not have had a pistol, but one thing about the Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III, he has been for the people and wrongdoing. He didn't mind holding the police accountable if they did the wrong thing. And I can't wait to see the subliminal messages that he continues to give. And from what I understand, I just got a text. Okay, I quit chewing the gum, y'all. Okay, help the reality coach stay point. And what they said was, it's a pyramid. The roof on the building is a pyramid because he's all about Egypt, all about keeping the Lord's word up. And that is a beautiful concept. I get it. And when you go in his church, he got an unk up there. He is really giving out messages on what grounds he stands on. He stands on holy ground. You may not like his method, but his methodology is working because now he is the successor. Congratulations, Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III. Thank you, and thank you to the Rainbow Push Coalition for recognizing his work. There many have been out here doing this, but obviously he's been doing a lot longer. And let me tell you one thing I know about the Wild Wild West. If Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III comes around, he got a posse with him. They ain't scared. They come full force. And then the thing about it is he done put the cap on you. You don't even know you've been capped. That's the thing about this fighter. He knows how to fight right. And I can't say hats off enough. So now I guarantee you Dallas County, the police better be scared because they got somebody that's going to protect the public. And he may not have a pistol, but he got a posse. That's Wild Wild West. I'm just saying. I ain't said nothing but the truth, y'all. Y'all know he got a posse. He said ain't nothing but no pistols. I just said he got a posse. So let's just put it in. When it comes to the new successor of the Rainbow Push Coalition, he gone. Police be wary because he getting ready to protect the public. And he got a posse that may or may not carry pistols. I'm just saying. He got a posse. And let me just put it this way. A fight come with Freddie Haynes if you're wrong. And you're doing his people wrong, he coming. Because when he's got that big sign up there, Black Lives Matter, whoever say that they don't matter, you better do some refiguring. Because Reverend Dr. Freddie Douglass Haynes posse is on their way. And that is the way he does it. He ain't playing with it. And I just can't say enough about. Now, is it safe? It might be a little safer now, because one thing I do know about the Wild Wild West, that's what they call y'all. That's what I ain't making this up. Friendship West over off of 20 and Wheatland. They is called the Wild Wild West because people don't understand. They don't like wrongdoing. They don't, especially to people of color. And it's obvious. But what I can say about them, they're going to do their homework most times because they're very intelligent, full of intelligent people. I may not be a member of the church, but I want to be a member of the posse. Where we going? I'm a member of the movement. Let's go. Pony up. Let me say something to you real quick, sir. You are so intelligent and you put stuff together so well, but sometimes you be scaring folks with your text messages. You sound like you finna come out and be a serial shooter. Okay. Well, you just kind of, I just wish, now this is just your friend talking to you, I'm the big sister because I'm about 3-4 months ahead of you. Your big sister telling you, brother, you too, I'm ahead of you, whatever. Your big sister is telling you, brother, you got so much intelligence. If people just took the time to look past your rhetoric sometimes, they will see your brain is full of good stuff. And some of the words you use to get a dictionary sometimes. Now, I just want you to know I do. And you do that very well, little brother. You do that very well. And let me tell you what somebody just sent. Now we got some Friendship West members watching this. Now, they ought to stop. They done had the nerve to send me a text and tell me this part. Let me tell you what they said. And I believe this. If we don't send for you, don't come for us. Well, now, and I believe that about the Wild Wild West. They mean that part. And you know what? We're like oil and water. But one thing I do know, I love you because you're going to stick up for right no matter what. When many people turn their back on me and my child, you have been in here with this fight and up front and center. Don't care what nobody else is doing. You stay in this fight with me. And to find people like you in today's time is a rarity. It really is. So people, you always need an OG in the corner with some love songs. And here's another thing. Y'all, when you get an OG like this standing in behind you, you better have your paperwork ready because they ain't going to just get in behind you and you ain't got your stuff together. He's there because he went to see for himself. He didn't just take my word for it. He sat in the courtroom to hear for himself what's going on. So just don't run out there and think you're going to get an OG to stick in behind you like this and you don't have your stuff together. You best have your stuff together. So do the right thing, people. You want support? Do your homework and do what is right.